This Friday, January 24th, the Free Range Co-op in Grand Rapids is hosting a screening of Food for Change. It's a film about the history of co-ops. The Free Range Co-op is in the beginning stages of their process, or mid stages might be a better way to do it, but gathering members, learning, hiring people, going forward deliberately based on community needs. We're excited because the producer, director of the film Food for Change is joining us now, Steve Alves. Steve, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Heidi.
Well, let's talk about the history of food co-ops. When did they begin and were they important to our country?
The first co-op was a food co-op, and it began in 1844 in Rochdale, England. And it was a reaction to the industrial age, early phase of the industrial age, where artisans and skilled people were losing their jobs like crazy. And they needed to gain a foothold in the ownership society. So they began the first food co-op.
What about in the United States? When were some of the first ones started?
U.S. Has had most of the cooperative activity have been in the farming sector, as you probably know up in your area. It saved a lot of farmers back in the 1930s when the trusts at the time were really taking control of the means of the inputs that were required for farming. Oil was a big input, fertilizer, things like that. And the farmers got together and created their own co-ops. And my film deals with the history of co-ops in the United States from the Great Depression through the present to the present day. And then around the 60s, things get interesting in the food sector. There's a lot of downsizing of farms, a lot of loss of farms, and the whole food industry has become almost like a monoculture of its own. And that's when a sector of society, you call them counterculture people, decide to take matters into their own hands, and they revive what has been sort of a on and off waxing and waning movement of cooperatives in the United States, particularly food cooperatives, and they grab this niche of whole grain foods, organic foods, and they just decide this is what we're going to do. They don't particularly have any business skills. They have great idealism. But on that alone, they can't get by, so they have to develop business skills. And that's a really big part of the story of food co-ops in America today, and a particularly great one because, you know, can you imagine groups of people getting together back then without a lot of resources? They weren't asking people in the 30s what to do. They were just sort of going it alone, and they stumbled, and they started, and a lot of them were created, and about less than a fifth of them survived. But they created the basis for the food cooperative movement today, which is really strong and has a lot of people and resources backing them up, of which Free Range is part of that third wave, they call it, of food cooperatives.
Yeah, we have some real very strong co-ops in our listening area, some bigger ones in Bemidji and Virginia and Brainerd. The Free Range Co-op in the Grand Rapids area is, they're working on this to start a co-op and get more members on board. Economically, you know, you can get that we have choices at area grocery stores for organic foods, sometimes some local foods. We have a farmer's market. Why is a co-op needed in a town like Grand Rapids, and is it good for the economy here?
Yes, that's a great question, and I think anybody who's considering joining a food co-op is going to ask themselves that question. My answer to that is we are looking at something that really has a similarity to what happened in the 70s and 80s with the growth of food co-ops and the niche of organic food, except nowadays the advance guard of co-ops is creating regional food systems. I do believe that these regional food systems are going to play an important role, in our future once we start getting them more secure and established. Having sources of local food, you know where it comes from. There's more to organic food than just creating a monoculture down in Mexico and shipping it up here. There are, of course, benefits, as always, to having less pesticides in your food. But the way local farmers will take care of the soil, nurture and protect the rural landscape is really an important part of what's going on. That's one aspect. The other is you're engaging in an entrepreneurial activity with a group of people in your own community. And there's a spirit to that that is just wonderful. So far, I think my last look, there were 693 members of the Free Range Food Co-op. These people are participating in an activity that I believe they will look back 20 years from now, and their children will know that they created a wonderful network of farmers and food processors in your area that didn't exist before. And it is a real commitment on the part of the people who are getting this off the ground. They're wonderful people. In my view, they're heroic people. This is a tough thing to do. And it's also, worth praising all those members who have joined now. Cooperatives are a great story in America. They are one of the stories you can look at and see where people came together to solve what they believed was a real need in their own communities. And by doing that, they strengthen the ties between people and communities.
That's Steve Elves. We're talking about his documentary called Food for Change. It'll be showing in Grand Rapids, the offices of the Free Range Food Co-op at Old Central School. That's coming up this Friday at 6 o'clock. So say someone goes to the screening, what would you want the conversation to be like once the screening is done? What might be some of the first questions or comments you might hear there?
Yes, there have been hundreds of screenings of this film throughout the United States and just about every state. In fact, I was in Duluth showing the film about a year ago, and I did visit co-ops in the northern region. It features a big section on the food cooperative movement in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is one of the biggest food co-op networks in the United States. And I think what happens, when I see what happens mostly after the film is over, is people feel uplifted. It's a fun story. It's an entertaining movie. There's humor in it, and it's dramatic. And mostly people go, I didn't know that before. When I learned in this film is a part of American history that nobody ever told me in school. And it was a lot of work to do the research to put it together, and that was my motivation, was to tell an unusual story. And I think I hope what they feel after the film is over is sort of a feeling of inspiration and an idea that I got it. I understand what this movement is about, what they're trying to do in Grand Rapids, and I want to be part of it. And if I'm a member already, I want to talk to my friends and neighbors and my family and get them to join. And if I'm just showing up, because I'm curious, I want to talk to the people that are organizing this and see what role I can play in getting it off the ground. I want to be part of something like this.
So if folks can't make it to the screening this Friday in Grand Rapids, Steve, you have an offer for them. Is that right, our listeners right now?
I do. I thought of it just before we started our conversation. I would like to offer to anybody who's listening to the program to watch the film for free. You will provide a link, Heidi, I assume, as we had discussed. And it just is a particular site you'll click on. It's part of the foodforchange.coop homepage. It's particularly related to the screenings, and then you'll see it's password protected.
Okay.
So you'll give everyone the password. It's food. The password is food with a capital F and an exclamation point at the end, and then you can watch it. It'll be available, I expect, into March, so a month or more. And then you can look at it over again and show it to your friends or watch certain sections of the film that you might be interested in. And that's my offer.
Well, thank you, Steve. We really appreciate it. Steve Elves is the producer director of the documentary film focusing on food co-ops called Food for Change. Thanks so much for taking time to talk with us today.
You're welcome, Heidi.
You can call us if you would like that link to watching that documentary. If you can't make it to this Friday's screening, you can call us now at 800-662-5799. Feel free to email me, Heidi, at KAXE.com. freerangecoop.org. Don't forget, the screening is this Friday, 6 o'clock, Old Central School, the Free Range Food Co-op office.